This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Okay, so just about everyone knows that song. It's a classic. Beck's Loser off his 1994 album Mellow Gold. Just a few months ago, Beck came out with a new album that's yet more proof about why he's one of the most innovative musicians in the business. Here to tell us why is Radio Boston's Amory Sievertson. Hi, Amory.
Hey, Meghna.
So we're going to talk about the new stuff in just a moment, but why did you want us to start with Loser?
Okay, so Loser's the first Beck song I ever heard. I kind of consider him to be the father of modern alternative music. People may not agree with me, but he really blends all kinds of musical genres, and of course he's known for his lyrical experimentation. In the time of chimpanzees, I was a monkey. Butane in my veins and mouth to cut the chuggy with the plastic eyeballs. Spray paint the vegetables, dog food skulls with the beefcake pantyhose. Kill the headlights and put it...
Now, before I drift too far back into my teenage years, let's get around to talking about the new album. It's called Songreader, but Amory, is it really fair to even call it an album, per se?
I don't think so. I don't think you can call this an album, because Songreader is just sheet music. It's just 20 individual songs, individually packaged. They've each got their own nice hand-drawn illustration. They come in a nice hardcover book, but it's just sheet music.
So no CD, no MP3s you can download, nothing you can actually listen to. You've got to make this music. Okay, interesting. But you visited a group that's doing this. They're performing the new Beck album.
Yeah, a group is kind of an understatement. This is 150 people that are getting together tonight at the Somerville Theater in Davis Square, and they're going to perform this whole, we can't call it an album, they're going to perform this collection of new Beck music for everyone. And this project was the brainchild of two artists, two local people, Karen Webb, now she's a dancer, and Brendan Burns, he's a musician. But let's listen to Karen's response when she found out that Beck's new album was being released, not as an album, but as sheet music.
I thought, awesome, so we'll get all of our musician friends to play the music, and I'll get all my dancer friends to have the opportunity to actually dance to live music, and we'll make a show out of it.
So they've got 30 groups of bands and dance groups, including the Boston Tap Company. There's even a group of high school students, the Brookline Music All-Stars. And then, Meghna, there's even a 50-person choir that's performing. And I went to their rehearsal last night. This is Chrissy Scare's 50-person choir performing the song The Wolf Is on the Hill.
Did he actually write 50 parts per song? I mean, is Songreader a huge, complicated score?
No, and that's just it. It's got this stripped-down piano part, okay? So it's a very bare-bones piano reduction. There are guitar tabs there if you want to follow along with chords. The chords are pretty simple. So he gives you really just this structure that you can work within. And so not all of the arrangements are going to sound like a choir arrangement. That was that particular group taking on the song and choosing to do it in that way. But here we can listen to something that's a little bit more stripped down. So this is Mary Bickner performing Old Shanghai off of Songreader. Let's listen.
When you walk in old Shanghai, lanterns under the night sky.
Now, Amory, forgive me, but this does not sound anything like the Beck that I know.
I know, it doesn't. And yet, Beck really did this on purpose. And he told NPR back in December when the music was first released why he wanted to take this approach and how different it is to write a Beck song for Beck versus a Beck song for somebody else.
The idea that young people, old people, men, women, all different types of people would be possibly singing or playing these songs, you know, it made me think of that abstract notion of an American songbook, the kind of songs that you play around a campfire or at a gathering. Those are the kind of songs that I was thinking about.
Okay, so you can almost picture a group of people getting around a piano and singing Old Shanghai together. It's a little harder to picture a group of people getting around and singing the song Loser together, the first song.
Although they have in the past, I'm sure.
I wouldn't put it past Beck fans, but, you know, Beck actually said something interesting about the songs in Songreader, and that is that they're supposed to be, in a sense, more cliché, almost banal, and in a sense, that makes them more universal.
Now, Amory, you're a musician yourself. You write and play a piano. I mean, does it make any sense to you at all that there's more room to experiment within, as you were saying earlier, Beck saying, like, there's a cliche, I'm giving you a cliche, you find something new inside of that? Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. I mean, think about the songs back from Irving Berlin's time. Did these have crazy extended metaphors in them? Were these songs talking about things like in Beck's material, talking about cheese whiz? No. These were songs expressing just pure human emotion and connection. And if you think about the artists that really brought those songs alive, you know, people like Billie Holiday, people don't think of Billie Holiday because of the lines that she was singing. It was the way that she was delivering them. So if you take a song that's lyrically simple and has more of a universal theme, and you find an artist that can make someone hear that the way they've never heard it before, you know you're working with a real artist, as opposed to someone who's just trying to imitate Beck talking about vegetables and everything else he sings about.
But I've got to ask you, I mean, Beck is, he's a musician. He's a popular modern musician. Here it seems like he's trying to be Beck the composer, right? But people want him to perform. People actually want to hear him do his own music. That's why they used to buy his albums. I mean, are there any Beck fans out there who are saying, hey, this is a cop-out. Don't just give us the sheet music. Give us your songs as you want them to be heard.
Well, you know, Meghna, the people who know Beck really well know that it's been said that his only gimmick is experimentation. So most Beck fans out there are either saying, okay, you know, I'm going to dust off my tuba from high school and I'm going to play this music. Or maybe they're already musicians. And in that case, they're saying, oh my gosh, Beck has given me this opportunity to work with his music. And from what I saw last night, Meghna, it really felt like when you look at this huge crowd of people on stage and you realize they're all here because Beck released an album of sheet music and they wouldn't be here otherwise, they have this opportunity to create something that is much bigger than what's on the page. And I think in that sense, Beck created something that maybe he didn't even realize was as important to the music community as it is.
Well, Beck's Song Reader will be performed by 150 dancers and singers tonight at the Somerville Theater in Davis Square at 8 o'clock. So we'll go out with one more song from Song Reader, Beck's new compilation of sheet music. Here's Sarah Rabdow singing Please Leave a Light On When You Go. Amory Sievertson, Radio Boston producer, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You can find out more information about tonight's performance of Song Reader at radioboston.org.